Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carless and OKC.
We write a blog all about our experiences living without a car in what is arguably one of the most car-centric cities in America.
We moved to Oklahoma City from Athens, Georgia in September of last year. Neither of our cars was up to the task of moving us 1,000 miles across the country, so we left them in Georgia with the plan to buy a new car once we got settled into our new home.
What actually happened was that we spent one day visiting car dealers and found it to be a huge hassle. Being talked down to by car salesmen was more difficult for us than simply walking or taking the bus to the places that we needed to go.
We put off the car search indefinitely since we didn't feel that it was an immediate necessity, and we eventually realized that we simply didn't need to own a car.
There are many benefits to driving less and not owning a car, but one of the ones that surprised us the most was how much money we were saving.
John analyzed the numbers to see what the average American family saves by going carless, and the numbers were staggering. He did the initial calculations using a Ford F-150 because it's been the best-selling car in America for the last 35 years. But no matter what car you use for this example, the financial repercussions are significant.
There are many expenses when calculating the cost of car ownership. Monthly car payments, insurance costs, the costs of fuel, maintenance, repairs, parking, and often citations. We've calculated these costs for a 10-year period using a variety of easy-to-find online resources, such as TrueCar or MotorTrend. 10 years is a generous period of ownership, and we even calculated in a trade-in vehicle of the same make and model. We wanted to give people the benefit of the doubt that they were taking steps to make car ownership as financially efficient as possible. Even with these concessions, we calculate that purchasing a new F-150 every 10 years will cost the owner just over $10,000 per year with average driving habits. Over the life of the vehicle, this is more than $100,000. It's important to keep in mind that of car-owning households, 2.5 vehicles is the average. So if these numbers are scaled to a typical car-owning family, this equates to $25,000 per year. In 40 years, this household will have spent around $1 million on car ownership.
Now, I know what many people are probably thinking. Well, I don't drive a Ford F-150, so this doesn't apply to me. I bought a used vehicle with good gas mileage. My costs are way lower than that. So we ran the numbers for a used Honda Civic, and the cost came out to between $5,000 and $6,000 per year per car. And while this is a better representation of some car owners, think of all the people who own cars that are more expensive than an F-150.
Okay, the whole point of this math is to compare it with what it costs to be carless. We'll use our expenses to compare. Beth and I walk, bike, take public transit, use car sharing services, and take an Uber from time to time. Walking is essentially free. I haven't had to purchase shoes more often than I did before becoming carless. I've had my bike for around 8 years and it costs $300. Beth's was a bargain at $60. We get a tune-up once or twice a year for around $80 at Schlegel Bike Shop on Automobile Alley. Beth buys a monthly bus pass for $50, while I ride transit much less and spend less than $10 a month on it. We use the local car sharing service Time Car to go grocery shopping or travel longer distances, and we spend about $120 per month on that. And we may use Uber once a month to go to a friend's house, which usually runs us about $20.
That comes out to just over $2,600 per year, or $1,300 per person.
While the average household in Oklahoma City spends just under 30% of their income on transportation, we're spending less than 5%.
And we work for the public sector. Our paychecks are not huge.
With this extra money, we're able to afford to live in the downtown area where we have the ability to live without a car. It's a positive feedback loop of improved quality of life.
We have more time to spend with each other because our commutes are minimal.
And when we do need to go places, we get to enjoy the game-like nature of our patchwork transportation. We bond over our joint decision to live without a car.
We challenge you and your families to find ways to be less dependent on your cars, whether that means you live as a one-car household or as a no-car household.
Housing may be cheaper in the suburbs, but the other costs associated with living far away from the places you travel to on a daily or weekly basis often outweigh the savings.
Thank you for listening. I'm Elizabeth, and he's John. And we are Carless and OKC. You can check out our website and read about our experiences living without a car at www.carlessandokc.blogspot.com.